السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed wives, his blessed children, and all of his blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we spoke about the reward of reciting the Quran al-Kareem and Surah al-Ikhlas. Today we will look at some other individual surahs, starting with Surah al-Fatiha. The ulama-i kiram have written that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that one day Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and said, "By Allah, the Almighty who has sent you as his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if the rivers of the whole world were to become ink and every tree was to become pens and the earth and the seven skies were to become paper, and if every angel created from the beginning of time up to today, and every human created from the beginning of time up until today were to get together and write its complete fada'il of Surah Al-Fatiha, they would never be able to do so." The door to the city of knowledge, Sayyidina Ali Al-Murtada, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says that if I was to do so and write the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, it would be so detailed that the weight of the books would have to be carried on 70 camels. Huzur Hazrat Khwaja Khwajga, Banda Nawaz, Ghareeb Nawaz, Mu'inuddin, Chishti, Ajmeri, Sanjari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu writes that Surah Al-Fatiha is the cure to every illness. If one is suffering from an illness and medicine is not giving benefit, then one should recite Surah Al-Fatiha with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim between the Sunnah and Fard of the Fajr Salah 41 times and blow on oneself, inshallah, he will be cured. Huzur Khwaja Khwajinga radiallahu ta'ala anhu further says, "The Al-Fatihatu Shifa'un min kulli da'." The Surah Al-Fatiha is the cure for everything. He radiallahu ta'ala further writes that the one who looks at the ayahs of the Quran, by the mercy of Allah Almighty, his eyesight increases. His eyes will never ail, nor will they dry up. He writes an incident about a blind man, that a blind man once went to the court of a wali of Allah Almighty and complained about his blindness. So the wali of Allah Almighty recited Surah Al-Fatiha and rubbed the pages of the Quran Al-Kareem onto his eyes. His eyesight was, subhanallah, immediately restored. And if we look at the fadail of Ayatul Kursi, what can one say about the fadail of Ayatul Kursi? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave me the responsibility of looking after the Sadaqah Fitr. When night fell, a man came and he started filling his container with the Sadaqah Fitr. Yani he started stealing. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I grabbed him and said, I will take you to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He started crying and said, I'm very poor. I have a family. I'm in great need of help. So I let him go. The following morning, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me, Ya Aba Huraira, ma fa'ala asiruka al-bariha. O Abu Huraira, what happened to your prisoner last night? Subhanallah. I replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he complained of extreme poverty and complained about his family. So I felt really sorry for him, so I let him go. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, he lied to you and he will come back again. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I believed that he would definitely come back again as the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said so. So the following night I anticipated his return and waited. Whilst waiting, I suddenly saw him again filling up his containers. I grabbed him and I said, I will take you to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He again pleaded and said, let me go, I am poor, I have a family and children, I won't come again. So again Sayyidina Abu Huraira says, I felt sorry for him and I let him go. In the morning the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam again asked, ma fa'ala asiruk? What happened to your prisoner? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he complained about poverty and his family, so I felt sorry for him and I let him go. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Huraira, he lied and he will come again. The third night the same thing happened. The thief came and I seized him. And I told him, this time I will definitely take you to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This has happened 3 times now, and every time you say you won't come back and you keep lying and you keep returning. The thief said, let me go this final last time. I will in return, I will tell you some words from which Allah Almighty will benefit you. When you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi. Until morning, an angel from Allah Almighty will protect you and the shaitan will not even be able to come close to you. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu let him go again for the third time. When morning came, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, ma fa'ala asiruk? What happened to your prisoner? I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he taught me some words saying that these words would be beneficial to me. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Ama innahu qad sadaqaqa wa huwa kazzab. This is true, even though he is a great liar. O Abu Huraira, the one who has been speaking with you for the last 3 nights, do you know who this is? Sayyidina Abu Huraira replied, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know who it is. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Zaka shaitan. That was the shaitan. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what do we learn from this incident? Firstly, look at the ilm-e ghaib of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge of the past, present and future, the knowledge of the unseen, that the thief will return again and again. And then to know that the thief is shaitan. If this is not ilmi ghaib, then what is ilmi ghaib? Our Imam, Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat radiallahu ta'ala, says beautifully, aur koi ghaib kya? Tujhse niha ho bhala. Jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karoro durood. The second thing we learn is to read Ayatul Kursi before sleeping. Protects one from the shaitan the whole night. And an angel guards him from night till the following morning. Allah Almighty grant us all true belief in the ilm-e ghaib of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq to recite Ayatul Kursi before we go to sleep, inshaAllah, to recite the Quran al-Kareem and to act upon its teachings. Ameen. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhum machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.